you will think of Thomas Eric Duncan differently after you hear this story. Duncan died yesterday in Dallas. He's the man who flew from Liberia to the U.S. and later was diagnosed with Ebola. Dozens of people are being monitored now to see if he passed the virus to them. The failures of the health system are well documented in this case. Before leaving Liberia, Duncan falsely signed a form saying he had not come in contact with anybody who had the disease. After he arrived in Dallas, a hospital initially sent him home. That's the story we know. There's a different story, though, in Liberia, where Duncan contracted the disease after trying to help a desperate person on the street. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Monrovia.
Thomas Eric Duncan was the first person ever diagnosed with Ebola in the United States, and he was the first person to die of the disease on American soil. On September 19th, Duncan flew from Monrovia to Dallas with stopovers in Brussels and Washington, D.C. He was traveling to Texas to visit his fiancée and son. In East Monrovia, where Duncan rented a room, he was known as Eric.
Here is a nice man. He ain't got a problem with nobody.
31-year-old Irene Seyu, who lived next door to him, says Duncan was a jovial neighbor. He liked to joke around, but he was also always helpful. Seyu says it was Duncan's generosity that got him killed. She describes him carrying his landlord's pregnant daughter from a taxi back into the girl's house just days before he left for the United States. Seyu says the girl was bleeding profusely from her mouth and could no longer walk, but she'd just been turned away from the hospital.
They see you have the family, they carry the girl inside.
She says Eric helped carry the girl inside. That pregnant neighbor died of Ebola the next day. Three other members of her family succumbed to the disease soon after her. Even yesterday, the girl's father was lying on the porch of the house, barely able to lift himself from a mat, his eyes bloodshot in what Ebola doctors here refer to as black and red. Sweat was glistening across his cheeks. But everyone here says Thomas Eric Duncan was healthy when he left for the airport. Around the corner from where he lives, Duncan's family runs a small restaurant shop where he often used to eat. As word spread that Duncan had died, neighbors gathered in flimsy plastic chairs outside the shop to console each other. His brother-in-law, John Lewis, says Duncan didn't know that he'd been exposed to Ebola by the pregnant girl.
The family said that the girl did not die from Ebola.
Lewis says the girl's family refused to admit that it was Ebola. A young man in a white polo shirt with an emblem from an opposition political party blasted the Liberian government over its treatment of Duncan. He said officials shouldn't have threatened to prosecute Duncan for checking no on an exit form about whether he'd had any exposure to Ebola.
Instead of praying that this young guy recover from this disease, and they are saying that they will prosecute him, I'm disappointed in the government. The government should defend its citizen in every capacity.
He says the Liberian government is failing to keep Ebola away from its own citizens and also from spreading abroad. This man is a neighbor of Duncan's, but he doesn't want his name broadcast out of fear the government will, in his words, hunt him down.
If they want to haunt me, let them haunt me. But I will say the truth. The government don't mean better for our country.
He's equally critical of the U.S. and questions why it is that all the American citizens who've been treated for Ebola so far in the U.S. have survived, but the one Liberian treated there did not.
In America, they got the best medical care. Why is it that they can't save the brother's life? Why is it that they didn't save Eric?
His relatives here say Eric had been incredibly excited about his trip to Dallas. It was supposed to be a joyous visit to see his fiancée and son. Instead, it turned into an international incident. They insist Duncan did not know that he'd been exposed to Ebola when he boarded that fateful flight to the United States. And they say he's being blamed for events that were way outside of his control. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Monrovia.